When Ann Custer opened the floor to questions on Monday during a town hall meeting in Nashua, her support for what's known as Kate's Law got plenty of attention. Margaret Wheeler of Windham begged Custer to rethink her position on the GOP bill, which targets criminal undocumented immigrants, but which would also stiffen penalties for immigrants without criminal records who repeatedly attempt to cross the U.S. border illegally.
This city, I know, is full of people. They won't leave their homes because they're afraid of being deported and never being able to come back.
So I am opposed to what the Trump administration ran on and what they're doing to discourage people from staying here. And I want to just balance welcoming people and keeping the community safe.
Custer also seems to want to strike a political balance. The same day she supported Kate's Law, she also opposed a separate Trump-backed bill aimed at crimping the flow of federal aid to so-called sanctuary cities. But as one of just 24 Democrats to back Kate's Law, Custer's vote was conspicuous and frustrating for liberals. Lynn Tremonte is with the D.C.-based pro-immigrant advocacy group America's Voice.
We should not be giving any inch to Donald Trump on immigration. And the fact that Democrats are even considering these to be tough votes, I think, is outrageous.
But UNH political scientist Dante Scala sees a logic in Custer's positioning. The makeup of her district, which besides Nashua and Concord, also includes Sullivan and Coos counties, rural places where President Trump and the issues he championed were popular last November.
You know, on immigration, I think it's a line she has to walk carefully, because I suspect among her constituents, there might be significant polarization on that particular issue.
Asked Congresswoman Custer about what's driving her recent immigration vote, she also split with most of her caucus to back a GOP bill to relax hiring standards for U.S. Customs and Border agents. And the congresswoman's quick to cast them as tactical, a way to outmaneuver Republicans looking towards 2018.
They're using votes to set people up who are in swing states. And I'm not going to set myself up for an ad. But I think we should have comprehensive immigration reform, and that's what I would vote for.
Custer claims that's more doable than most think. As for the bill she's voting for now, Custer says people should see them for what she expects them to be, meaningless.
They're not going anywhere. They're not going to be taken up in the Senate. They're not, none of these things are going to happen.
Which may or may not be persuasive to many of Custer's core supporters. Longtime Democratic activist Sylvia Gale said she didn't like what she heard from Custer on Kate's Law in Nashua, but Gale didn't suggest she was shocked.
Is it about re-election? Perhaps. Is it about financial support to get re-elected? Perhaps. I like to think that people that I believe in are not that shallow. But I think that's a political reality in this state and many other places.
That voters, and particularly Democrats, will accept that reality is what Congresswoman Custer seems to be banking on. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.